Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to episode 215 of the Staller Podcast. Yous are very welcome. Hope yous are all keeping well. Hope you had a nice, lovely breakfast or dinner or whatever time you're listening to this at, or your tea. You had a nice cup of nice tea.
Or 11sies.
Huh?
11sies.
What's that? Something at 11?
You have a little snack at 11.
Mine is normally 4sies, like 4 a.m. kind of slice of ham, sleepwalking kind of job.
Just a slice
of ham and a smoke.
Jesus, that sounds gorgeous. That sounds delightful. I'd say Amy loves waking up next to you.
with me briefs on.
Were you smoking and eating crumbed ham?
Darren, were you up smoking at 4 in the morning eating crumbed ham again? Yeah, and I had a packet of crisps as well.
Cheese and onion.
Would you be a late night eater now yourself, Joe?
Jason, now I'll never be too late now. Yeah. Be a little bit, 11sies. 11sies. Can you have is it called 11sies if it's nighttime 11sies?
I never heard of that.
11sies. Never heard of 11sies.
Did you own?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
Okay. It's okay.
Do you have 11sies on?
Yeah.
Do you have 11sies?
I'm going for a snack mid-morning, yeah.
What's the latest you'd eat?
I don't have an answer to that. Whenever I'm hungry.
If it was... What time do you go to bed at? 10?
I would love to, but no, rarely.
12?
Probably 11. 11 to 12.
Have you got a TV in your room?
No.
Have you got a TV in your room? You projector. A fucking cinema in his.
Projector,
yeah.
Yeah. Some life you lead, pal.
And tell me... No, why do you not have a television? Is that just so you don't watch it?
Yeah. I think it's probably a better sleeping environment to not have a TV.
Yeah, yeah.
You
I miss
a telly in your room?
Absolutely. Yeah. I didn't for 2 years, though. When I first moved in, I was in there for 2 years, I didn't have a TV.
Spent
and
all the time in bed watching telly.
Just at night when I'm going to sleep.
I tell you, the phone is worse.
The phone is worse, yeah.
The phone is worse. Leave the fucking phone downstairs and you'll get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, don't have it downstairs.
Or in the kitchen.
I haven't got one there either.
Or like your trousers or something. Or a press.
I have no presses.
You can set a limit on your phone. Say, don't let me use this phone after
11. You can get a lock on.
Or 9 p.m.
You can get a lock for your phone where it only lets you on social apps for like 3 times a day.
But you can just, I never understood them because you can just delete lock it. the lock off. But that's how people should operate. They should like say, the government should put a lockdown and say, no internet. The internet should be closed at 9 o'clock.
I agree.
Like town.
I'd like that.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yep.
Yeah. Because there's no reason for you to be on your phone at that hour of the night. There's not.
There isn't.
There's none.
If they didn't close the pubs, you'd never go home.
Exactly.
I would.
So close the internet.
They should close the internet off. At 12.
12? Well, okay. I'll
12 to 6.
12 to 6. Well,
maybe you could like just slow it down to the emergency internet.
Yeah.
This is really important stuff. People can lobby.
Do you think you'd go off the head if you didn't have a phone?
No, it'd be great. You'd feel so much better in yourself. You would be so much healthier.
You'd be so sheltered, wouldn't you?
Which would be great. Which would be good for you. Like, you can still read newspapers. You can read the most important parts of the news without being absolutely lashed over with dopamine, overdosed with dopamine.
Mm.
And then stressed to bits.
You'd be just, get all your comedy from the funnies. The funnies section on the newspaper.
Yeah.
I wonder the people, trying to think of a place where people are suddenly deprived of their phone and...
Film premieres.
I meant for a long time. I was thinking prison.
Oh yeah, allowed to go on TikTok in prison.
Can you have your smartphone there?
Not allowed, but...
I've seen TikToks of people in prison posting the TikTok.
No, I know phones get into prison, but I'm saying, generally speaking, you're not sitting there on TikTok all night in your cell, are you?
Well, I don't know, if I was in prison, I would.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to have a phone in prison.
I'd be looking for prison hacks. How to get out. I'd watch Escape from Alcatraz.
Imagine fucking reading a book. If you could read a book, your brain would be so much better if you got rid of your phone. So much better. And I always say it, if I won the lotto, I'll delete my phone. be gone.
It's not mad that, like,
a 32 team.
Back in the day, if someone had a problem with you or something, like, they just say, they're fucking out walking down the road, here are you, I don't fucking like you, you prick. But now it's like,
they can just message you. Yeah, tell you directly. Like, everyone that doesn't like you can just message you. Yeah. Whereas before, you didn't know who, like, didn't like you. Simply, oh yeah. Easier, man, easier. Closing the end. Yeah, well, I think you should stick a little limit on it. Because I used to think when town closed, shutters would come down on Talbot Street. No, the train. There's a train track that goes over Talbot Street. I used to literally think shutters came down there. When they're like, oh, town's closed now. And they shut the whole of town.
Like, the village is closed now. We're like, oh, big shutter.
Genuinely believe that. And I think that's what the internet should be. Because there's no reason for the internet. You're not going to receive important emails. You're not going to send important emails because no one's going to receive them until the next day. The post office shuts. The post office is not 24/7.
You don't need to be able to send an email in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You think you do now, but we survived okay without being able to do it.
Yeah.
Would you send an email on the weekend?
Yeah. If I needed to.
Yeah.
If I needed to. Sometimes it's the only time I get a chance to. Unless I've done stuff in the evening. But I don't think you should be walking out of hours then. You shouldn't be walking out of hours. If you're 9 o'clock should be just entertainment time. TV.
TV. Out of office.
Out of office, yeah.
There
you go.
People just send me that. Like, what the fuck? What's that?
And 9 a.m. Start at 9 a.m. 9 to 9. 12 hours. 12 hour window.
Still do a lot of damage in the period of time though.
You can switch it off though. And it would also stop people getting drunk and like going and posting drunk tweets and drunk Instagram stories and stuff like that. It would limit that, which would
probably for the best.
Yeah,
yep.
I think so. Emails.
I'm always at that.
Or WhatsApps. Like, there's nothing that you need to say to somebody at 12 o'clock at night on a WhatsApp. That's important.
No. That everyone should be in the mindset of someone's in work tomorrow. Like, let's not do that. Do you know what I mean?
Or they should be knocked down to the 2G or like H plus, whatever that, WAP. You can have WAP. Internet, but it's only WAP.
You're talking about like wet ass.
Wet ass pussy?
Yeah.
No, what? No, do you not remember WAP? That was the old phone internet.
WAP. I remember Viber.
No, Viber was still a thing. Like, WAP was the internet on phones.
Yeah. Nah, that was Aircom, broadband.
Aircom probably owned WAP, but wireless access point.
I remember it, yeah.
Impress. That's a guess, but I'm imagining that's what it is. Like, only Motorola had it. Remember the flip phones?
Hey, wireless access point.
Get up there with that.
Man, I even knew that.
Where with that?
I didn't.
Where with that? You didn't even know what WAP was. You thought it was wet ass pussy.
There's some holes in this house.
Do you want the camera close to me? I can see all of my imperfections. All of them.
Okay, so we're starting this off not in the usual way.
Starting off on the wrong foot.
Because we've given the listener so much over the years.
Okay.
And as soon as you slip up.
We didn't slip up.
We didn't slip up.
There was no slip up.
But it's just not on. I'm just not happy with the comment section on the bonus episode.
Oh, no.
Lots of people giving out about the episode only being 14 minutes.
Of the bonus episode?
It was only 14 minutes.
But it's only a bonus episode.
Do you know what? It's usually 17 in and around.
It's fucking 3 minutes in the difference.
But their complaints are that there was ads on that as well.
We gotta make the bread.
We're not even making the bread off them ads. What is it, like a cent of fucking hello?
Every little counts.
Little?
Every little Lidl, Marks and Spencer's.
It's Lidl like needle. Let me read some out, right?
Go on then.
Hang on now. Any water? Gav says 14 minutes, start to think you lads don't like us anymore. Bonus start to feel more like a cameo. Next we'll be getting charged for a listen.
That's not a bad idea.
That's a good idea.
Can we make that happen? Talk of bollocks, do we?
Yeah. Let's put everything behind the paywall.
Yeah.
And you'll know what 14 minutes are like then. Yeah, you'll see, Gav. Legend. Another one from Ryan Delaney. Ah, for fuck's sake. 14 poxy minutes.
Whack the 40 minutes as well. They're giving out.
Ah, for fuck's sake. 14 poxy minutes. Whack them up on these lads. I'm not even half to Darndale yet from Port Marnock and it's over. I'm only halfway. Load of laughing faces. And then he got a couple of replies from Aaron G saying, you need to speed up, Ryan. Thanks, Aaron. James from Georgia. To Roy, you're taking your sweet time, mate. What?
What is going on?
Chris, you need
I think they're talking about the trip from Port Martin. They are. Aaron, they'll hear this. I think this the bonus episode.
No, it's all about the bonus issue. And the length of it. You need to get a car and stop cycling on Joe's scooter, mate. Anyway, but in cycling is in
over the last few months, the bonus episodes have been closer to 20 minutes, so maybe we've been giving them too much.
Yeah, I've been spoiling yous.
What happened last week with the bonus is we recorded more, but there was a bit in it that ended up actually made a lot more sense to
put it in the main.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I keep going.
Is this all in the bonus, the comment section on the bonus episode?
14 comments.
Wow.
Keep them coming. Right, RNG, nothing to do with the length of it, but he said love the Limmy reference.
What was the Limmy reference?
Wrong way down a one-way street, probably. Peter, probably McGann. Where's James from Georgia? I'm worried he hasn't commented yet. I actually feel real sick. James says, I've just been feeling real sick. Did you ever feel real sick and didn't comment on your favourite podcast? Peter said, it just happens sometimes.
Just comes upon you.
Yeah. And then one from Chris. I'm getting angry now. Ah, Joe, you're wrong again.
Did Chris say he's getting angry or you're getting angry?
That's me getting angry.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris did.
You stayed in your comments.
I'm staying in that hate comment voice.
These aren't the worst.
They're the worst of the worst comments I've ever got from Chris here.
This could, you could be saying some really positive stuff, but yeah, in that accent, it just goes, yeah, I fucking love you.
I fucking love me wife. So I do. She's fucking great. Brilliant she is. Fucking perfect. Ah, Joe, you're wrong again, man. You definitely feel worse after a Chinese than you do after a chipper. Everyone says that they taste lovely when you're eating them, but all the MSG in them has you feeling shite after eating them. Sick face.
I think the MSG thing, I'm not an expert in this, but I think MSG actually isn't that bad for you.
It's a myth that it's bad for you.
Maybe you told me that. Yeah.
Oh, God. When you start taking advice from me. Yeah. Like,
no, it's that. I heard that loop as well.
That it's a myth.
It's a myth.
Well, if we both heard it,
must be true.
Greatly increased chance it was him that told us.
And if it's not true, even better, because then there'll be 17 comments next week.
There's nothing wrong with MSG. I'm throwing it out there. If anyone wants to prove me wrong, you're welcome. Try it. Nothing wrong with MSG.
Challenge them.
It's delicious.
Challenge them.
Let them know what you think.
MSG is little.
The comments on the main episode from last week are much nicer.
Yeah, we'll get to that though, because there's more.
Dermot says I'm a legend.
Oh yeah,
of course
I know. Yeah, sorry, yeah.
JD says Joe's face reminds him of the film Wallace and Gromit.
The whole film.
I don't get
the
that
entire film.
They're all kind of animated the same, aren't they?
Yeah, and which
the sheep
film?
Look like the humans.
It's all claymation.
Yeah. So basically, you're a claymation of yourself.
I could see that. No, I'd love a little claymation.
You always said that I look like a cartoon.
Oh, I'd love to draw you. Oh, the two of us would be two great claymation characters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bloody hell, Joe.
Hello, Wallace. Let's get in my fake boots. My space boot. I don't know. I haven't watched it in a long time.
The sheep are after eating all the cabbage. Bloody hell, Gromit.
So I left the worst for last for the comment. Connor Foley. Ah, lads, that's a joke. Keep it for the main if you're only doing 14 minutes.
Fuck.
No, because then the main would be longer than usual.
That would confuse you too.
Yeah, and you'd be like, this is too long.
There's nothing wrong with 14 minutes, man.
They never gave out about the deep dives being too long.
Exactly.
I think they just want more. Listen, it all comes from a good place, okay?
It's not about the size or the length. It's not about the length.
I think, I just can't believe it. You just shave off 2 minutes and then it's fucking uproar. 2 minutes. What's 2 minutes like?
Just slow down.
It was more like four or five.
Because the ads.
It's a quarter of the, it's only 75% of what we've been giving them. Maybe slightly less.
Do you know what?
Oh, God.
Let's make it 13 minutes.
Just make it smaller and smaller. Can we do this? Can we make the shortest podcast episode in the world and then just stick loads of ads on it? Can we do that? Is that a possibility?
I think for this one, the next bonus episode that's going out, we should just answer one question and then leave it. I'd say, and just fuck with it.
Just a yes or no question and just say yes and then end it. And then imagine it was in the charts. Imagine it made it to number one, the world's shortest podcast episode. There's something in there.
Literally, how are you doing? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stala. On any questions? And he's like, would you rather have meanies for hands or chipsticks for legs? And we're like, meanies.
The end. Thanks very much for listening.
Anyway, there's a very different atmosphere in the comments on the main episode. All very positive.
About you?
Just one positive about me. There's one Graw Doyle is speculating that Joe was in the Robert Sheehan sketch and Darren just
speculating edited, I was in the sketch?
Just edited you out of it.
Oh. Ooh.
Following the Robert Sheehan saga, I now finally believe Joe actually did know Barry Keoghan. I didn't think that was up for debate.
Never, yeah.
It was never up for debate.
There's evidence out there. There is evidence.
Never ever up for debate.
From what I've pieced together, Joe met Robert Sheehan and started the relationship for Darren. Then from the last episode, the surprise was that Darren started messaging Rob secretly and did a sketch with Jer and then cut Joe out to do sketches without him. It's only a matter of time before Darren starts hanging out with Barry and won't pick up the phone.
I mean, like, you know.
You texting Barry on the side?
I don't know. No. Nah. You can't get him.
He's up there with the Sheehan fella.
Barry.
Do a bout in love, hey?
We said it would be a good idea if we did a sketch where I knock for you and you're like, oh yeah, go off for Robert Sheehan, why are you knocking for me for? And then like in the background, Barry Keoghan is behind you.
Come on, Barry, like, we'll do our own sketch.
We play a game. Rocket League. But unfortunately, he doesn't like us.
Who?
Barry.
He likes me.
Yeah. I don't think he does.
He fucking loves me.
He's a funny way of showing it.
Look, he's
we were like his 5 minutes assets. We were 5 minutes away from in LA and he still ghosted you.
Yeah, it's true. Out of love.
Yeah.
Out of love.
Anyway, I want to bring something up.
Okay.
Are
you looking at me?
Yeah. No, you're going to like this.
Okay.
What's it about?
Move the screen. So
is it about yesterday?
Yeah.
This is good.
Yesterday?
So related, remember last week, we were talking a lot about how he needs to put himself out there more, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really? So I said, what better way to put myself out there more than really try and put yourself out there?
So he sent me a text asking...
Does anyone in the building have Ed Sheeran's number?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's knocking around. He's down at the flag, yo.
I was seeing him knocking around and then I was like, you told me to dream big.
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought it's funny that you think anyone would have his number and you wouldn't, like, Ed Sheeran.
I feel like he's gettable.
I feel like he's one of the few people on the planet who could say he's absolutely not gettable.
I'd say he's more gettable than most. Would you agree?
No, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
More gettable than most.
More
you're
gettable
like,
than
you're like,
Sheeran.
I'm not texting Fontaine's DC. Give me Ed Sheeran's number.
I just think, like, tick them off, like.
What do you want to do with him anyway? Just have a
just
chat.
Just, like, fucking do a TikTok or something.
Yeah, fair.
Or else if I had got his number and I rang him, I probably would have panicked. Rupert Grint! And then hang up.
Rupert Grint. Are you him?
If I met that fella, I'd do a sketch with him.
I met him before he was famous.
Was he playing, like, the Button Factory or something?
He used to love... Irish hip hop and just hip hop in general, and he'd go to the Don't Flop Ireland. Do you remember
really?
The EFI, the rap battles?
Yeah.
Well, Rob, the fella who was in the band, the rapper in the band, he used to do the battles, and then we went over to Edinburgh to one of the Don't Flop, and he was at them. Ed Sheeran was at them.
At the time, did he have like a song out?
He had a song years ago where he was like, "I've been down, dick it down, thinking of making a new sound,
yeah,
Billboard,
yeah.
MTV, and it's like a rap kind of over his guitar, but he wasn't a superstar, but that video was like viral for him.
Mm.
Do you remember that video?
I do.
And everyone knew him in that industry.
Yeah.
For that little thing. And we were like, oh, Ed, what's the story? But he wasn't what he is now, which is the biggest songwriter on the planet.
He'd be more gettable now, no? Same sound. Like, it's like, what's up, Teddy? What's up, Teddy Picks?
You could go down to the Flack Hill. He's down there.
Yeah.
I think he's probably gone now.
Probably gone now.
Oh, yeah.
Missed her chance. Oh, did you see PJ Gallagher's impression of you on Talking Bollocks?
Yeah, I did actually. I didn't fucking like it either.
I didn't see it. What was it? Is that a video? Is that a video?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, let me see.
More comedians over exaggerating fucking conversations that didn't happen.
Oh, is it on Talking Bollocks?
I'll give you the background, right?
Come on.
To this story.
Well, let's hear PJ's. Well,
let's
hear PJ's version first, will we?
Is it this one?
I feel sick, right?
Here, turn up, put upside the mic there.
It's just kind of, you feel sick, you know the way that happens? It's like, not really, but I do feel sick sometimes. You know, just like that. You know, like that, just like that, yeah. Sometimes you feel sick, but you're not like you feel sick, right? I was like, yeah, it goes around. He goes, not even like it goes around, because you're not sick, but you feel it. You know, you feel like you might get sick, but you're not. And Robert's going, yeah, yeah, just, you feel sick. And he goes, right, that's it, we're filming, that's the sketch. You're filming one of them, right? And we're in this tunnel under the dart station, right?
Yeah.
And this woman walks up and she goes, I don't know where, she just sees me and Darren and Robert, right? And she just goes, you look like Mickey Mouse with those ears on. And he's like, hey, all right, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have fun.
It's fucking ages. And no one said that before. No one said that, right? Darren starts going, leave it, leave it. With his hands going up now, leave it, leave it. No one said that, no. Right? And she walks off, she walks out to the end of this one, back around and goes, why don't you just get a real hobby, like basketball or something? He has cunts.
Jesus. Did that happen?
Just, Darren's just, leave it, just leave it, just leave it. Why did that happen? We didn't do anything to her. No one said what. It was the weird. It was probably one of the strangest days of my life, to be honest.
Leave it. Is that true?
Yeah. Apart from that impression of me saying leave it, I think I said, like, just went, say nothing, just leave it. Say nothing. Do you know that way?
That's pretty accurate.
You'd almost see me saying that, wouldn't you? Like, yeah, in that situation. Yeah. Like,
it's a good impression here.
Leave it, leave it, leave it. Wasn't like da. Leave it,
And what was he like when she slagged his Mickey Mouse ears?
She slagged Jerry. Like, Jerry had headphones on.
Oh, so
he said three of us, but it was Jerry who had the headphones on. His back turned, she's coming down, and, like, you know, it does look like Mickey Mouse ears or earmuffs or whatever.
Yeah,
and like, you're like fucking Mickey Mouse with them ears. And then I was like, what's up? Like, just better off saying nothing like that. Just let her go, like, do you know what I mean? And then she was like saying other stuff, mumbling and shit. And then she was like, walked down, turned around, and said, "Would you not get a real hobby like basketball or something? You cunt."
She liked.
Possibly.
Okay. Right.
You know, one of them sort that it's just.
Were you rolling the stuff footage of this?
Yeah.
Ah, clip it.
It's there, like, I wouldn't put it up around.
Oh, you want to see you going, leave it, leave it.
Oh, there, yeah, we'll see, we'll actually see what the truth was. You'll just hear me saying, I'll leave it there, yeah. Relax, everyone, just say nothing. Say nothing. I think I said say nothing about 10 times, not leave it. PJ's wrong there.
That's defamation. Take him to court.
That's a fucking court case, that.
You went to Baldoyle and you got rattled.
It was a horrible experience. Getting called a fucking cunt and everything and a basketball player.
Yeah. Any news for us?
The dog tried to hump Frank the other day in the park.
Frank's a bloke.
And so was the other dog.
A gay dog.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the owner, it was kind of weird because the owner was like just standing looking at it. And I was like going like, get off, what the fuck and all, come on, get up. And the owner was just had him on a lead like, no, he didn't. He was off his lead, but the owner was just standing there. And I just looked at him and was like, are you not going to like get your dog? Like, and he just like turned and walked away. I was like, I don't want to know what goes home. In his house.
Jesus Christ. Like, I was I haven't gotten Fred neutered, so he still has that fucking
the hump chin.
The desire to ride. Yeah. If you get the snip, does that disappear?
No,
it doesn't.
Some dogs it will, but Amy's dad's dog got the snip and he's still going around trying
to hump.
Trying to do the business, yeah.
I feel like is it bad if you don't get him to snip, but also he doesn't get to ride?
I think either way is okay.
Can dogs get blue ball?
Acceptable. I don't, I think I haven't a clue. I'd hate to Google it.
I'm Googling. Because
I don't even know how to phrase that.
It's just like, can dogs get blue ball? Balls, blue balls. I'd say the whole computer just shut down.
The Google just goes, come on now. I'll be acting the bollocks. Well, I just wanted to talk about Fred in the dog hotel. And when I hear dog hotel, I imagine it's a hotel.
Dog hotel?
Yeah, like with rooms and room service and just like Fred rocking up in a bathrobe to get room service at the door. But it's not. It's obviously just a bunch of cages. And when we went to collect them, your woman came out and she just she came out with the dog. This is after we were away at the festival. And when she came out with the dog, she just looked so stressed. And she just goes, "He's a bit mad, isn't he?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, sorry about that."
What's he do?
I don't know, because he's grand for me.
He's a bit mad, isn't he?
Like, Frank is just chill.
He is, but the Chihuahua is not. He's at not. All. She
not.
No, she's not. She. No.
Hard. I regret getting them.
Ah, Joe.
I do. If I could go back and, like, he's here now and I...
You can never get rid of him.
No. But, like...
Tell me that now, you'll never do that.
I'll never get rid of him.
Right.
And if I could go back in time, though, I'd...
You cried for that, Doc.
I really...
You cribbed and you cried for it.
Fucking hell. Ollie was crying for him down in, at the festival, which was lovely to see. I mean, I don't like to see Ollie crying, but, like, it was nice to see that he really missed him. And then he was like,
it means that like you have the dog for a reason then, because Ollie loves him.
He's a porpoise, right?
I think everyone gets that in the head now and again saying, I wish I didn't have this dog.
If you don't have a dog and you're thinking that you want one, don't get one.
Depends on the dog. Depends how you are with dogs as well. I don't know what Joe's up to with his. Giving them bleeding tucks and all. Billy roll the whole lot.
One time.
Billy roll.
No. Dogs are for retired people. I would say that.
That is wild.
Dogs are for retired
people. That is wild. They're not.
Yeah, they're for retired people that can bring them out for walks and give them the attention that they need. But if you can't give them that, then like Frank and like they're at home now and they're just not doing anything. Whereas if you're retired,
we have a camera on them. I don't know if it's on now though. They love it.
Why do you have a camera on them?
A little doggy camera.
Why?
Hey, yeah. So you can tune in and say, "Hey, yeah, how are you?"
Oh, so it's to communicate with them.
It's just in case she's like, as I said, she snaps at him sometimes. Like if he walks by our bed or the cage or if she hid a treat somewhere and he's close to it, so he's hot and cold. And then he'll get close to somewhere that a treat is or, as I said, a bed, and she just like attacks him. So,
what's the camera going to do?
Oh, we get a notification if there's a disturbance.
Yeah, but what do you do from that? When you see her snap at Frank, what do you do?
Go on, turn on the microphone, say, "Stop it now."
And did he?
Yeah, they think like, they kind of think you're there or something, you know, that way.
Really?
They're stupid. Dogs are stupid, kind of, as well.
Like, are stupid.
They just think you're there, like, you know, they don't know if it's like fucking what a camera is. They just think that you're in the room or outside the room or something shouting at them. So they just go about their business and lie down again.
A cat would have been more suitable, I think, to my needs.
Mm. Or a lizard.
Yeah, or a hamster. Turtle.
Or a Tamagotchi. I should have just got a Tamagotchi.
Or a goldfish.
They die way too easy. You can underfeed them and overfeed them and they're just like, "I'm going to die." How do they...
Every time I got one of them when I was a kid, they just died after like... They died it after like a day or like a week. They're just dead. I don't know if it's because I had glasses on. Sunglasses, like, and it's all in the eyes, maybe. I don't know.
My sister got a rabbit. Did I tell you that?
Where?
A few months ago now. And she brings it for a walk. She has a collar for it and a lid, and she brings it for a fucking walk.
What?
Around.
I don't feel like they're walkable. They just hop,
Know that. I didn't know you could bring a rabbit for a walk.
I don't think you're supposed to.
How did this come about?
This is how fucking random my ma's gap is. Like, I just went up to the house one day and there was a crate, there was a cage in the corner of the kitchen and there was a fucking rabbit in it. And I was away actually and someone sent me a photograph, Maura and the kids sent me a photograph, the kids holding the rabbit. Mm. And they love it. I hate it. Horrible little thing. But it keeps chewing on everything. The beading around the skirting board and everything, chewing that up, chewing the bottom of the chairs up, anything.
I feel like rabbits just shy every second.
Little balls, they just fall out of them. Like,
bump, bump.
Baby barns.
Yeah.
The little balls, the shite that come out of the baby barns.
Little Nesquiks.
Yeah, you'd eat them by accident.
Why does she walk it?
Because she wants a dog, really. But like, my ma won't. It's, you know.
I feel like a dog would be a lot handier than a rabbit.
Oh, it would be, yeah.
Like, the amount of shit now. Like, yeah. A dog will shite in the house, but it would be like twice a day max.
I won't. Bring the dog out for a walk and it won't shite in the house.
Exactly.
Like, Fred doesn't shite in the house.
Either does my one.
Yeah.
Well, Frank is doing it a lot lately.
Rabbits just don't seem to mature. They just stay the same. And I don't think rabbits are clever. Like,
they get the zoomies, though.
She calls him over. She goes, here. And I'm like, and it doesn't move.
Yeah.
It's not going to come over to you. It's a rabbit. It's a stupid, stupid animal. Like, it's very, very stupid, a rabbit.
Cute, nonetheless.
No, I don't think so. I think they're evil looking.
Ah, I think rabbits are cute. Little cutie-wooties.
Dead eyes, man. Dead eyes like a shark. And they're just fucking... going like, eating nothing, chewing the jar off itself, like
out of nut
off of the box, lashing the MDMA out of it
on the, in a K hole,
eating the lettuce now and then just shiting at the same time. Ah, no,
no, it wouldn't be for you.
A little capuchin monkey now.
No, that's a different story.
If I had a mansion, I'd get a little capuchin monkey.
It's funny that if you just had a mansion, you'd get a monkey. Why not? Like. Not a mansion. Of course, I'm gonna get a monkey.
Mansion, so the monkey has space to roam.
Yeah.
No, because if you have a mansion, you're getting a fucking monkey, 100%.
If you could afford a mansion, you can afford a monkey.
Yeah. I feel like that's the next step after buying a mansion is getting a monkey anyway.
Do you think there's anyone in Ireland that has a tiger?
Yeah.
Other than a zoo.
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
Someone has a tiger somewhere in the house.
Somebody was saying to me that someone has a tiger in their apartment.
I'd well believe it. In Dublin. Nothing shocked me like that.
In Dublin, in an apartment around here, somebody has a tiger. What do you think about that?
I feel like I'd want to see some solid information on this.
Well, it's obviously very illegal, so it's not something that you're going
to... Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to have this confirmed. Look, let's presume it is true. Seems pretty stupid to me.
Imagine them shites.
I don't think that's going to end many ways.
They're locked in the bathroom, like the hangover.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Cool though, wouldn't it? Did you see one chimp lady? The chimp crazy lady was found with another chimpanzee.
What the fuck is that, Mo?
Did you not see that documentary, Chimp Crazy?
I didn't. I seen the cover of it. It's on Netflix or something.
I don't know if it's on Netflix. It might be. It could be.
Somewhere anyway. I came across it.
But she was arrested and stuff like that. But she got out recently and then she was found again with a different chimp.
I kind of don't know what's going on. What do you mean, like a different chimp? Like, what is she?
In a while since I've seen the documentary.
Was she told not to have a chimp around?
Yeah.
And then she got another chimp, that kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. Like, she kidnapped a chimpanzee that she had. She was taking care of someone's chimpanzees. And then your woman died. And then she was the sole owner of these chimpanzees. But they weren't held in good places.
Yeah.
So, like, the DSPCA or whatever the animal, PETA, went after her to take the chimps away. But she kidnapped one of the chimps and went missing with his chimp. So then a big search went out and they found her. But she said the chimpanzee actually died. So I took it away to die. It
was in the house.
And there was a big search for years for this chimpanzee. And they found her on a certain plot of land. And in the basement, she had this chimpanzee.
Jesus.
But he took
Christ.
The chimpanzee and put it into an island to protect it and sent her to jail. Now she got out of jail and then
she got another chimp.
Ended. She got out of jail and she was found with another chimpanzee.
She needs to lay off the chimpanzees.
But she was the woman who owned this chimpanzee who died was killed by the chimpanzee.
Was that when they ripped her face off or something?
Yeah.
Was that that story years?
That was another story, but that wasn't the documentary as well. Yeah, ripped her face off.
Jesus.
But this woman died.
But you'd bat the one.
Oh man, yeah. Like these people weren't prepared. Like then, yeah. Like, the one whose face got ripped off. I think somebody came to her rescue and
yeah,
batted her. But there was loads of chimpanzee attacks. Loads and like lots.
You're not
of people.
Supposed to own a chimp, like.
No.
Like in no reality, like you're supposed to own a chimp as a pet.
Do you know who this chimpanzee
Tiger,
was?
Yeah, but what?
This chimpanzee was Duncan Checks In. Do you remember that film?
Was it him though?
It was Dunstan.
Dunstan checks in, you fucking.
I'm a stupid fuck.
Dunstan with Tim Curry?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes. And other ones as well with Cole Sprouse in it, the kids, the boys, they were in it.
Dunstan back in action or something. That was the second one. Yeah. I thought the second one was better than the first one.
It's up for debate.
Yeah. They should have done a Baby's Day Out too though.
Baby's Night Out.
baby's night out when he's like 18 going, yeah. And then boys are trying to chase him. Ah, there's a monkey in that. Big ape, remember he goes into the pen?
That might be him. Falls into it as well. And that might be
there's
him.
Like his mate, he's like looking after him and all.
Yes.
And then the three lads go in, the monkey boxes him.
Was that a gorilla though?
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
It was, yeah. Jesus, I forgot. Oh. Baby's day out.
I seen a video of a gorilla protecting a baby and giving it back to its mom, but I think it was AI.
AI seen it.
Fucking real looking.
Yeah, it's scary.
Very real looking.
Could you imagine what it's going to be like in a few years? Huh?
Apparently there's not really a law in Ireland that like explicitly outlaws owning a tiger.
Really?
Hmm.
Nothing against exotic animals.
I could have told you that.
So pet shops can't even sell a dog.
In 1997, Ray Cimino of the Dublin-based Trust for the Welfare of Captive Wildlife said, during the past 5 years, this is mid-90s, the number of people owning tigers and other big cats has multiplied several times.
Hey, you cool cats and kittens.
Hmm.
A sloth. Would you like to own a sloth?
No. Just be hanging around your neck.
Be nice, though.
Thinking you're a tree.
Yeah, back in the 90s, at a farm in Limerick, a circus bear, ex-circus bear, two Siberian tigers, two tiger cubs, and a baboon were all found. And during a drugs raid in a Dublin suburb, the guards found an adult jaguar and a serval, which is a wild big cat.
Wow, big
not
cat.
Big now, but it's...
It doesn't say what suburb, does it?
No.
Fuck.
Where?
In a Dublin suburb.
Fuck. Checked out there for a sec.
No more recent ones pop up for me, but you say there is someone you know of?
I've heard.
You've
I don't
heard.
Know.
There's
I
room.
Is it
rumor?
How close are you to this rumor?
Is it at the point where someone said to you, you know, Anto has a tiger in his kitchen?
Yeah. Was the person owning the tiger identified to you?
No. It was like, I know somebody who...
Has one?
Yeah.
In an apartment?
In an apartment, yeah.
Why?
Because it's a tiger. I'd love to own a tiger. Or a little cheetah.
A little cheetah in the gaff. Imagine the fucking like them things have to run. Do you know what I mean?
Like, on a treadmill.
They have to run at some point, and they get the zoomies as well. They'd be knocking over air. Like imagine the speed of it. Like, do you know? In the gaff,
like having a fucking Yamaha quad bike going around your gaff.
Just the length of its legs and all, its big long tail, and just the length of them.
Yeah.
Just imagine them running around your house.
Ah, well then a little bobcat then. A little bobcat.
Mm. What are them ones that just go...
Is it a bobcat?
Ah, but they hiss like all the time. Big, long, like, sharp teeth.
I think you're looking at a bobcat here, yeah?
Is that a bobcat?
I think so.
But like, it seems very threatening, but their hiss isn't a threatening hiss. But it seems it.
Oh.
I read somewhere along the line.
I mean, I think people have dogs that are far more dangerous than having a bobcat. Like them XL bullies, they're fucking... If you can have an XL bully, I know you can't anymore, but if you could have an XL bully, you can have a bobcat.
Yeah.
Or a fox.
Fucking, a fox is grand.
I think if you can catch... I think animals should be like Pokemon.
Whatever you can catch, you can keep.
Yes.
And fight with them.
Ooh, stick them in a little pen.
Nah, you couldn't do that. But that's illegal. That would be illegal.
Would be.
But yeah, whatever animal you can catch, you can keep. Yeah. Like fucking.
I know someone who has a swan in his gaff.
Do you though?
No, oh my God. Oh, for fuck's sake. Do you though?
You might though.
Imagine that though. That'd be fun. I heard one of their wing slaps could break your neck.
Yeah. So I heard that their wing slap is more powerful than a big whale.
I heard you can get two swans and put them on a lid, and then you can use them as like jet skis.
Yeah, if you have the jet skis on.
No, just like if they flap in the water, like you know the way they swim along the
just
water.
Just have your runners on.
If you just stand on each of their backs.
Like a chariot. Yeah? Like Rome,
Yeah.
Like Gladiator.
Like Rome.
Like Rome with two swans or something.
If you stick like a little kite on your back, you can get a little
go up in the air like
a paraglide.
Yeah,
you can paraglide with two swans, man.
Swans, man, fucking this. Man, how they can do that?
I know someone who, like, literally decades ago, one of their parents got one of their siblings when the kid was really small, got them a tortoise. This is about 30 years ago, and the tortoise is still there, going strong.
Mm.
All the kids have moved out. Everyone's
my tortoise is five though. Now. Fucking he's gone 5 years, like.
Five, was it?
Ah, fucking, for the size of him, you're going, like, how is he still going? But they live till they're 80, like.
Your gas like Dr. Doolittle's gaff.
I know, yeah. Oh, it actually is. And it smells like a fucking pet shop.
Does it smell like a pet shop?
Yeah.
That's what I hate about pets.
It's far the turtles feel, the dogs feel, the dog shitting, the dogs pissing, the turtle pissing, turtle shitting, Amy shitting,
pissing.
Pissing
and shitting in your house?
What?
Why are the dogs pissing and shitting in the house?
Because they just fucking do what they want.
You'd want to get off that surveillance beach around there.
No, they don't piss in the house. Dogs. No, they don't piss in the house, but sometimes I think
it's like they do.
No, I think that the small dog sometimes, like, she knows that you shit outside and piss outside, but sometimes you just find a little bit of poo.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, like a tiny bit. Like,
they hide.
That was just like,
they know it's wrong.
I kind of feel like she ate the rest of it or something out of panic.
Oh man. Oh, dogs are fucking disgusting. Like, they will eat their shit because they feel bad about doing the shit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They always leave a little bit, just to say.
And sometimes they get sick and then eat that sick. And you're like, stop, you dirty bastard, yeah.
The horrors.
I'll give you food. Horrible. Like, I'll give you food.
Oh, sure.
But they're little cutie patootie too. Too cutie wooties.
Your home isn't a home without a dog. Would you agree with me, Owen?
No.
Oh, well, many would. Your home isn't a home without a dog.
Oh God.
Thanks very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. Did you enjoy that, everyone?
Immense.
Yeah, it was good, yeah. I always enjoy it. I always have a fun time.
Thursdays is the new Friday.
That's what
for
saying.
Us. Yeah.
Everyone's saying that.
Because we record on a Thursday and it feels like a Friday.
And when we walk into this office, everyone starts clapping and saying, yay, Darren and Joe are here.
They all do it like that. Thank yay. God they saved us from all this news talk stuff.
What do you do when we're not in here?
Talk about you.
This?
Yeah.
Ah.
A big shutter comes down.
And they're stuck
and
in here.
It's closed. And then when we come in, they open it.
And then they go, yay.
It's mad though when we go down the lift, we're different people.
What do you mean?
Like, everyone here doesn't know. Like, we have an outie, like.
Yeah.
Like, we're innies now. In this building, like, and then we go out and we're different. It, like, we're outies,
which is a reference to a TV show not a lot of people have seen,
which I'm surprised by because it's quite popular. Severance.
Correct. Which is good, but Owen, have you seen Severance?
No.
So it's you probably that one went over your head, yeah.
Yep. Missed that completely.
Well, every 2 and 3 people seen it, so.
Every 2 and 3 people. Yeah. Well, thanks very much. Nice one. We'll talk to you on Monday when the bonus episode comes out.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's how it usually goes. So I'll see you then.
Bye.
God bless you.